It is summertime and we are back with a brand new episode. For today, I want to talk about the Smash and Pass and why I want it to die a slow and painful death. Okay, so maybe that was a bit melodramatic, but the sentiment remains the same. So let's get into what the Smash and Pass is and why I hate it. When I say smash and pass, I am referring to the situation that happens when a more experienced jiu-jitsu practitioner does not adapt their jiu-jitsu for the beginner or the less experienced person that they are working with. Instead, they go hard with the beginner. They put them into all sorts of different positions that the beginner has not seen before. And this person generally dominates the beginner from the jump. They dominate them the entire time. People who love to smash and pass do not take the time to let their beginner partner practice the few skills that they've learned. Instead, they want to dominate. They want to show off. They want to, quote unquote, put them in their place. And they do this by constantly, you know, beating the beginner in every single interaction. Okay, put yourself in that position. If you were a beginner at something, trying to learn this new and complicated thing, and you only have a few skills to work with, and you're probably already nervous or scared or intimidated, and then you work with a more experienced person who basically treats you like a practice dummy instead of a human partner. How would that make you feel? Would you want to keep coming back? Be honest. No, probably not. I really hate the smash and pass. I hate this because it serves no purpose and has no value to either party. The beginner doesn't get to practice any new skills. They're just in survival mode the whole time. Also, this tends to make the beginner fall back on their intrinsic panic instincts. So like they'll use force or strength that they will try to smash. They'll start trying to strike or throw elbows because they're trying to survive rather than developing their jiu-jitsu instincts. For the higher belt or slash more experienced person, they don't get any meaningful training in either. All they're trying to do is just beat their partner or, you know, win. And they know it's easy to do. They don't practice adapting their jiu-jitsu. They don't practice having compassion and understanding for the beginner. They don't give their beginner partner the opportunity to show what strengths they do have. See my episode on everyone has something to offer. Because everyone does have something to offer. Yes, even the beginners. So here is what I want to say directly to people who do the smash and pass. If you smash and pass, what's really happening is your ego is taking over and you are on a power trip. I don't see any other reason why you would get so much satisfaction from putting someone in their place or dominating someone who you know doesn't know what they're doing yet. That's not the kind of culture we're trying to cultivate. Why do you think so many people are too intimidated to even start training jiu-jitsu or other martial arts? Because of people like you, the people who think this way and do these kinds of things. It makes the beginners feel frustrated, overwhelmed, incompetent, and unwanted. And then they end up quitting. Our goal as jiu-jitsu practitioners is to spread jiu-jitsu to as many people as possible. And if this is how you behave, you're actually just turning people away. And honestly, if you like being on a power trip or feeding your ego, then jiu-jitsu is not the place for you. Maybe you're over here thinking, okay, well, that's easier for you to say God, Stacy, that's what was done to me. That's just how it is. People need to toughen up and get over it. And to that I tell you, if you were treated that way by other people when you started, and you're somehow thinking that this is just how beginners have to learn, then you are just perpetuating the abuse cycle. Because let's just call it what it is. You are abusing your power and position. You're taking advantage of someone who is in a position to try to trust you and look up to you. And you're twisting that. You're bastardizing it. You're turning it into a terrible experience for that person. And the mindset of, oh, this is how I was treated, so this is how other people have to be treated too, is a very broken way to look at it. A healthy way to look at it is, I was treated this way, it was terrible, and I want to make sure that nobody else has to go through the same thing that I had to go through. That is how you should be thinking. That is how you should be behaving. You should want better for those people who are coming up after you. And you should be right at the forefront of trying to make things better for them. And to the beginners. Beginners, if you are in a school where they allow the smash and pass to all white belts or anybody who's of lower rank than somebody else, then I would advise you to find a different school. Because the school you are in is only worried about the quote-unquote survival of the fittest. They are not concerned with actually helping you grow as a practitioner, or nurturing you and your skills, or generally trying to spread jiu-jitsu to the people who could benefit the most. My professor says this all the time. Jiu-jitsu is for the weak, the timid, and the bullied. It gives them confidence, helps them realize that they are stronger than they thought they were. And it helps the quote-unquote strong people realize that actually they're really not as strong as they thought they were. A quote that my professor said years and years ago that I never forgot is this. Jiu-jitsu is not the art of going around and kicking everybody's butts. It is the art of learning how not to get your own butt kicked. I have two entire seasons of episodes on this podcast discussing the benefits of jiu-jitsu and how it helps people of all shapes and sizes and from all walks of life. If you are a practitioner who thinks that jiu-jitsu is only for the strong, then you aren't actually training jiu-jitsu. And I would recommend that you find a different school who helps you become a true jiu-jitsu practitioner. So let's all come together as a jiu-jitsu community to finally kill the smash and pass once and for all. So thank you for listening. If you are wanting to get in touch with me, I have my Instagram DMs open. My two Instagram pages are at Jujitara and at Jujitara's podcast. They'll be linked in the description in the link tree, as always. I'm also pretty active on TikTok. Now, TikTok is a place mostly where you can kind of get to know me as a person rather than strictly jiu-jitsu things. The DMs are open on there too. TikTok is a little bit of a different beast than Instagram is. So if you're more used to TikTok, I am over there too. I also have a Facebook page, which, full disclosure, is only just a page. But I do post all of the updates there. So if you're a person who kind of hates all the other stuff and you're just like, whatever, I just get notifications from one place, which is Facebook, then if you follow the page and turn on the notifications, then it'll let you know when I update and you can go over and look at that. If you want to support the podcast, I will tell you, and you probably hear other podcasters and content creators saying the same thing, and that's because it's true. The best way to support the podcast is to listen to the episodes multiple times, who is even more helpful. Rate it on whatever platform you're listening to. Leave a review if you have a platform that allows reviews. I know Apple Podcasts allows reviews. Spotify, there's not like a review place, but you can leave comments. Every single one of these links is in the link tree that I put in the description. So for convenience, you can just click on that link. It'll take you to the link tree, and then you can go where you want to go. And with that, I will wish you all a wonderful summer. Please make sure you're wearing your sunscreen. It's staying in the shade as much as possible. And if you start to feel overheated, dizzy, or sick, then you need to get out of the sun immediately. All right, let's have a safe summer, everybody. Let's not get heat stroke. And let's try to avoid getting some bad sunburns, because that's not good for your skin. So have a safe summer, everybody. Have fun. I'm wishing you all a great time. Stay safe and be well, and I'll see you next time.